This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we've talked a lot about what we saw over the past week. But week one of the NFL season, it's done. It's in the books. We start week two tomorrow. It goes down in Green Bay. Micah Parsons in game number two. The Commanders as well in game number two for them, for this season. As they try to build off of, well, their first victory of the season against the New York Giants. They try to build off of their NFC Championship game appearance. What can we expect tomorrow? How have these Commanders looked already? Well, let's talk about the game tomorrow. Let's talk about the Commanders. Joining us right now with someone who covers the team in all things D.C. sports for Team 980 Radio in the D.C. area. Joining us right now, his name is Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Chris, how are you, man?
Hey, JR. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time. Yeah. You know, I watched and popped in and out on that first game of the season. I looked at the Giants of the Giants. Russell Wilson can't move. First game, first impressions from these Commanders.
Offense sloppy, despite putting up 430 plus points. Too many drops, contested non-catches, whatever you want to call them. Some people grade them a little bit differently. You get the point. Jaden Daniels was a little bit behind on a bunch of his on a few of his passes, especially over the middle, JR, which was unusual because Jaden is usually pretty precise and on target, but he didn't have one single throwing attempt in the preseason, not one. So I attribute it to that. I think he will be better tomorrow night. So, but the offense put up 432 points and somehow only scored 21 points. And again, attributed to that is what I just mentioned, plus 12 penalties on the entire team. Not all on the offense, but a bunch on the offense. And then on defense, it was lights out. It was like, I don't know, one of the best defensive efforts I've seen, and I've been covering and around this team for 17 years, and I know Russell Wilson stinks. I got it. I know he's on his fourth team in 5 years. I got that as well. I understand they didn't have Andrew Thomas or Evan Neal. I got that as well. But, man, did they stink, and did the Commanders force them to stink, and that's without even a turnover. They did turn them over on downs once late in the fourth quarter. But you know, like it wasn't even like, oh wow, the Commanders defense is so good that they would do this against every team. It's not like they were blitzing left and right or right. just coming downhill and attack. They were just winning at the line of scrimmage with their rebuilt defensive line. So it was a little mix of everything is basically how I would describe it. It was good enough to beat the Giants. Is it going to be good enough to beat the Green Bay Packers? In my opinion, no, but, you know, maybe they can get away with it.
Chris Russell is joining us from Team 980 Radio in D.C. You talk about the offense and how sloppy they look. We know about all the new additions, Deebo Samuel. You got Laremy Tunsil out there. I mean, Terry McLaurin is not an addition, but he got some additional zeros to his bank account. Why do you think Dan Quinn took the approach in the offseason to not have Jaden out there?
It's a great question, JR. I mean, he did play one series against Cincinnati on a Monday night, but again, he didn't make any throwing attempts, and obviously practiced throughout. But the one thing that I can attribute it to, or at least my theory on it, because I don't know if he ever actually answered it, to be honest with you, is they played 20 games last year. You know, you play three playoff games, including the NFC Championship game, on top of a 17-game regular season. You know, and I think that's a lot of football. And even though you have, sure, plenty of months to recover and whatnot, I think it's, you know, A, injury prevention, B, second year in the system for both sides of the football, because it wasn't just the offense, it was the defense as well that didn't play a whole lot, or at least the starting defense. And I think, again, you know, this rest and recovery stuff, and Dan Quinn is a get things done with tempo, get things done with quickness, but not having guys out there constantly. So the combination of those things probably led to that.
Well, when you think about some of these new additions, we know Kroski Merritt has come through, and he said, who's Brian Robinson? I don't need that. And then you got Debo, who's come in, and he's also contributed right out the gate, led the team with 77 receiving yards this past Sunday. Where can this offense go? Obviously, they're going to put up more points throughout the course of the year. But what they did last year without these pieces was amazing by itself.
Yeah, and they should be better this year, right? I mean, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, who you kind of mentioned there, a.k.a. Bill, that's what he wants to be called, so that's why you hear that reference sometimes. You know, maybe it's a little bit different on national broadcast than local, what have you. He's a seventh-round rookie running back, and I kind of, you know, looked as soon as they drafted him and as soon as I studied on him, because I got to be honest with you, JR, I didn't study him. He only played one game at Arizona, for crying out loud. He, you know, played at two other schools, and he was very successful at New Mexico State or wherever he was. You know, but you don't you're not looking at him like you would, say, an Amarian Hampton or somebody like that. But as soon as I saw him, got my eyes on him in May and June, and I talked to some people and watched some tape, I said, man, this kid's got something. And if he hadn't been caught up in the NCAA dirty laundry, which wasn't his fault, by the way, and been basically suspended for the rest of the year outside of one game last year, he probably would have gone in the fourth round, right? He probably would have gone... you know, if you look at what Tampa got in their running back last year in the draft, whose name is slipping my mind right now, for whatever reason. But I mean, if you look at that, you know, fourth round running backs are going to be pretty damn successful, right? So this kid's got speed and bounce to the edge. He's got great vision. I love how he keeps his legs churning downhill. He is physical without being a brute, if you will. And I think he's just going to get better and better. And you mentioned Tunsil. And then they drafted Josh Connerly, the first-round right tackle out of Oregon, and moved last year's left tackle once the season kind of got underway, Brandon Coleman, inside the guard. So they've improved three different positions on their starting offensive line. So all of that was designed to, you know, to protect and to open up things for Jaden Daniels in terms of the run game. And then, oh yeah, by the way, Debo Samuel, when he's healthy, we know what kind of player Debo Samuel is. And JR, he has been unfreaking believable in camp. Unfreaking believable. Never mind what you saw on Sunday. Unbelievable in camp. So everybody was expecting pretty much what you got out of Debo on Sunday. And now it's just a matter of, can they keep him healthy?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Well, Chris, I mean, you think about what we saw on Sunday. We know it's a short turnaround before going up to Green Bay to take on these Packers, who have obviously jumped up a lot of people's lists when it comes down to being one of the true NFL contenders. That's what happens when you add a Micah Parsons. What do you expect to take place tomorrow, knowing that the New York Giants were, let's just say, an appetizer?
Yeah. So I think the way I would go about attacking Micah and the way I think other teams have gone is run at him, right? I think they're going to line up in a lot of 12 and maybe 13 personnel, two tight ends, three tight ends, and try and mash and maul him with the bad back, you know, get him on the field. And actually, Jared, might work to their advantage to keep him on the field, which sounds crazy, right? Well, you got to get Micah off because he can kill you at the pass rush. Got it. Understand he's awesome. Dan Quinn knows him. I mean, him and Dan Quinn have a love affair back from their days in Dallas, so they know. But Micah, and obviously he can be a game wrecker. And he did it to Jaden in week 18 of last year in the regular season, by the way. And we saw what his impact was. But I would run at him. I would run more tempo by design offense, which they already do enough. Keep him on the field. Try and wear him out early in the season. Try and waste some of those snaps. Run the ball more. So this way he's on the field. When he's on the field, you try and attack him with those two tight ends. You try and attack him with the third tight end. You try and cave him in. You try and wear down that back. And hopefully by the late third quarter, early fourth quarter, mid fourth quarter, he is less effective. That's what I would do. I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but that makes the most sense to me. And then maybe screen over him a little bit, which they have the capability of with Austin Eckler. That's another guy people should watch out for, especially if you want to make a little prop bet or something like that. I would go over on receptions tomorrow night for Austin Eckler. And that's kind of the way I would go about it. I don't know if that's the way they're going to go about it, but that's the way I would go about it.
Chris Russell is joining us from Team 980 Radio in D.C. Look at you giving away a little prop bet advice. Do you get a cut?
I try.
Do people send you a cut?
No. No, JR, we work in radio. I mean, is anybody sending me money? Absolutely not.
What a way to remind me.
Yeah, damn. Exactly.
Well, Chris, these guys on the football field are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Outside of the game tomorrow, we know that this team went 12-5 last year. I don't know any human being who reasonably sat around and said, man, they're going to go to the NFC Championship game. What constitutes a successful season this go-round for the Commanders?
I would say 10 wins is good in my eyes, because, and maybe that's because I picked them to be 10-7 this year with a much tougher schedule, much tougher gauntlet of quarterbacks starting tomorrow night, obviously, with Jordan Love. And I would also say the compressed schedules that, you know, all these stupid primetime games force, you know, 4-day weeks, 5-day weeks, 5.5-day weeks, what have you. I mean, they got a bunch of them. So to me, I thought 10-7 was pretty reasonable. I thought about going 9-8 JR against the improved schedule and all the logistics and whatnot that I mentioned. But then I kept thinking, no, the offense is better. The defense is better. Jaden Daniels is amazing. I mean, you would love the guy if you, I mean, look, he's not great on the mic. He's not great on camera. He's pretty boring, actually. I like boring. I've covered enough controversy in this town for as many years as I've been around. I covered all of Robert Griffin III, and let me tell you, that was a show. I don't want scintillating. I don't want sexy. I want boring. I want hardworking. I want football IQ up the yin-yang. I want everything that Jaden Daniels gives me. And for that reason, I said, okay, playoff team, 6 seed, 10-7, and I have them actually losing in the conference championship game. Check this out. To the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field.
Ooh, a little bit of a preview, possibly, of the NFC Championship game tomorrow.
Which tells you what I think about the Packers as well. You know,
yeah, this could be a great one. Yeah. I know we're certainly gonna tune in. I know that a lot of the football early on in the season isn't necessarily the best. Teams are trying to round into shape, but on a short window, it's gonna be interesting to see what things look like tomorrow in Green Bay. Hey, Chris, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could find you online, where they can listen to you, all of the good things.
Sure, I appreciate that. At WrestleMania621 on Twitter and X, WrestleMania621. And then Monday through Friday, 1 to 4, Team 980, Odyssey app, and everywhere that we're heard. And occasionally on Infinity Sports Radio. I mean, I not only do the game day updates at Northwest Stadium for the network and Gridiron Game Day, but occasionally they bring the old rooster out of the cage to do a talk show when you guys get a well-deserved day off.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate you coming through and dropping all the knowledge, okay? We'll catch you soon.
You got it, JR. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. Much love and many thanks to Chris Russell. You can catch him in D.C. You can catch him online. You can catch him every place that he just mentioned. And let's see. I mean, tomorrow there is a real possibility that it is a preview of the NFC Championship game. There's no doubt that both the Commanders and the Packers, these are two playoff teams, and these are two teams that definitely could meet in the final game of the NFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.